On the campaign trail in Florida, U.S. President Donald Trump was quick to boast about the strong economy and his standing among Republicans.
We're doing well. We're doing well, and I'm happy you're doing well. They just came out with a poll, did you hear? The most popular person in the history of the Republican Party is Trump. Can you believe this?
The recent surge in quarterly economic growth of over 4% should be a boon to Trump, says economist Mark Hamrick.
So if the president and other members of the Republican Party have been able to nudge growth, albeit temporarily, above the long-term 2% trend level, that, in my mind, is a success.
But the president has also been busy on Twitter, blasting the Russia probe, threatening a government shutdown over funding for his border wall, and slamming what he calls the fake news media.
But they can make anything bad because they are the fake, fake, disgusting news.
The Twitter blasts can be major distractions, says Michael Cornfield.
The biggest pattern, of course, is that whatever Trump talks about dominates. He is the lord and master of Twitter, political Twitter, if you will.
The constant attacks on the Russia probe worry Democrats, including Senate leader Chuck Schumer.
I hope my Republican colleagues have the strength to resist the president's interference because the American people want us to govern, not just to fight and yell it with each other all day long.
The strong economy could help Republicans in November, but Trump's governing style will also be front and center in the midterm campaign, says analyst Elaine Kmark.
He's the issue. There's no doubt about it. Everybody who's out there is telling me that absolutely he's the issue on both sides.
Trump reportedly remains frustrated that the surging economy has not done much to boost his overall poll numbers. This Gallup pollster, Frank Newport.
But for Trump, he's got a great economy, and yet the satisfaction level isn't as high as we would predict it would be. Certainly has not translated into the kind of approval or satisfaction, right track, wrong track measures he would want.
The president has vowed to campaign extensively in the midterms, and many Republicans hope he will focus more on the economy and less on picking political fights. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.